40. It was voted car of the 20th century and it was the one that set America on the move. Henry Ford, adopting the line production method, managed to construct 1,000 cars per day. More than 15 million cars were produced between 1908 and 1927. It had a four-cylinder, 2,863 cubic centimetre, 20-horsepower engine and had electric lights since 1915. During the first years of its production, it was available only in black, but later, due to competition, other colours could be combined as well. Since 1926, the traditional wooden rims were replaced with wire ones. Those who bought it the most were the people who worked at Ford Industry. Actually, this was something that Ford himself had aimed to, offering bigger salaries to his employees. Besides the States, it was produced in Britain, Ireland, Germany, Belgium, France, and it was assembled in Denmark and Spain. At the same time, numerous versions of it were constructed by independent coach builders. With respect to the American market, the last T was constructed in Detroit on May 25, 1927. The respective one in Europe was constructed in Manchester, in Britain, on August 19, 1927, and in Cork, in Ireland, on December 31, 1927.